Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Check Podcast, the service industry podcast where we talk about all things service industry related and whatever the hell else we feel like talking about. If you haven't had a chance yet, please go watch season one of my show, Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition, now streaming on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. Tubi TV, it's free. It's free TV, people. I have with me today someone who is not 100% in the service industry, but 100% service industry related, because we all at some point are going to need him. His name is Pauly, and he is the goddamn best handyman in the freaking world. What up, Pauly?
Hey, how are you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
Wonderful.
Yes. Let's just get this out of the way real quick. You don't consider yourself a jack of many trades.
Mm-mm, no, sir. Well, whenever you're a jack of all trades is whenever you start doing, when you start it up. When you first start doing, you do a little bit of this and some of that. But when you got to start getting years under your belt, then you become a journeyman of all trades.
Which is like the king of all trades?
Well, yeah, I don't really believe you can become a master of all trades unless you're about 83 years old. then maybe yes. But you can always go from a jack of all trades. It's kind of insulting after you got about 25 years worth of experience in doing electrical masonry, carpentry, plumbing, painting, and everything else that there is out there to do.
You're like, who you calling Jack, mother?
Yeah.
Who you calling Jack, man?
Well, I'm just saying, just as a general person, was pretty much a jack of all trades. You know, that guy that comes home from work after working 8 hours a day and wants to fix the sink or replace the toilet. That's the kind of guy that's a jack of all trades.
A husband. A good husband.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. A good husband. A good husband right. Knows how to do those things.
Tackle it. Get it done.
I put a new faucet in my sink when we moved in here.
There you go.
I did. That's all I can do.
Right.
I mean, there's a YouTube video for all things, so it definitely helped.
Yep. But the journeyman of all trades is when you start doing it, then you do more, then you learn to do more, then you just basically what it is that you can pretty much take anything. And it's really not so much of just one item at a time, it's when you can do multiple things at the same time. Like, for instance, I had a customer that wanted me to put a kitchen in their house, and they pointed in the corner of the room and they said, I want a kitchen there. So I was like, okay, we'll put a kitchen there. Well, it's not like you just put cabinets in there and hook up the sink, right?
Right.
You got to run plumbing. You got to run electrical. You got to put the cabinets in. You got to do the flooring. You got to hook up the sink. You got to put the countertops and everything in and make it right. So that
you got to build the kitchen.
Right. Yeah.
But within that, you have to do basically the job of six different people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I tried wearing different hats for different things, but I end up just stacking the hats on top of each other after a while. So
nice. You gotta. Mm-hmm. Does Pauly have a company name?
I do. It's Gates Enterprise Construction Company LLC.
Gates Enterprise Construction Company LLC. Mm-hmm.
Gates. Yeah, and I try to stay small, stay busy. That's the theory of my life.
Idle hands, my friend. Idle hands. Idle hands end up watching really bad movies on Netflix right before they're going to be on a podcast.
That's right. That's exactly what I was doing. But before that today, I put in the screen door, and then I went and took care of some other business, and then I did some painting at my house. So, you know, just little things like that.
Nice. Just a quick update. My HVAC had gone out, everybody, and I couldn't decide what to do, and I really wanted to go electric, but I finally called Pauly, and I was like, Pauly, what the hell do I do? And Pauly told me what to do.
Exactly.
So now I'm gas. We got the new furnace. It is gas and an electric coolant. So
perfect. Perfect.
For the low price of way too fucking much money.
It always is going to be money when it comes to HVAC.
And they took my old air conditioner and didn't even tell me.
Yeah, that's called junk cash. Junk cash.
And I walked out in the backyard and they're gone. And I was like, oh, sweet. That thing's like two. Where's my other one? Where's my air? Oh, motherfuckers took my air conditioner. Because the air conditioner wasn't broken. It was the furnace, but it had to replace the whole thing. So I figured they had left me my air conditioner. But
what they did probably was took it, refurbished it, and put it on eBay. And then they sold it.
Right. I feel like I should have gotten a discount if they were going to take my.
Exactly.
I still got to make that phone call. I just now remembered that I haven't done that yet. Where's my air conditioner, guys? No. I know the one you installed. Where's the one you took?
Mm-hmm. Right. Wasn't in the contract.
That thing worked just fine. It was pretty new. Mm-hmm. I think it was only like 2 years old.
Wow. Yeah, that's a compressor, what you got out there.
Yeah, like, but then what's that? You know, it was like a 1 ton, I think, what, a couple $100, you know? Yeah, I should probably make that phone call.
I would definitely would do that. Well, they'll just bring it back and dump it off, I'm sure.
Right, but like, oh, we thought you wanted to take everything.
Usually when I do that kind of stuff, I usually ask the customer, what would you like me to do with this? What would you like me to do with that?
Yeah, they might ask. They might have asked Jordan, and because we had this cage, like one of those steel, like rod cages around our air conditioner, that wasn't bolted down. It was just over top of the whole thing.
Wow.
We didn't have the key for the lock, right? So
yeah,
it was just out there with a lock on it, and we're like, did they leave us the key when we bought the house for this thing? And they're like, I don't think so. So I was like, and I just picked it up, and it was like, oh, well, it's not even bolted down. It's just for looks.
Well, at least you got it taken care of, and you know, really, ideally, with you know, one thing is when you replace kind of what you already have. It's one thing; it's kind of an efficient thing to do. You know, when you switch over to gas or keep with gas, it's actually more efficient than electricity, really.
And that's what I needed to know.
That's it, man. Hey, you know, I would like to be a construction consultant sometime. That would be my ultimate dream. I mean, when you obtain so much information over the years and then you start getting older, which I'm 49 years old now, which people say, well, you're young, but I mean, I've been doing this kind of stuff since I was 12 years old, you know, doing different things. And, you know, eventually you start getting tired and you're like, well, I can really help people. In today's society, really, most people want to know what they're doing, and they kind of want to do their own jobs, you know, but
they have no really idea what, you know, and YouTube is not as helpful as we want, you know.
It really isn't. I've watched YouTube videos just to kind of see what goes on, and a lot of it is just a bunch of bull in the beginning. They just talk blah 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 blah, and they really don't get to the point. I actually want to start a YouTube video. It's called Get to the Point.
Tell me the thing I want to know.
Exactly. Get to the point.
If you do that, I will like and subscribe. But don't tell me to like and subscribe because I am not doing it.
I'm not going to tell you to like and subscribe. I think it's bull too. Like and subscribe. Hey, you know, subscribe if you want to. That's what I'm going to say. Get to the point.
See, you could take that to your TikToks, right?
Yeah.
By the way, follow Polly on TikTok, everybody.
Get to the point, man. Get to the point.
Well, you could do like little tips. You know, little tip videos just like boost like your consulting. You know, hit me up for consulting.
Well, like for painting, for instance, most people take a full bucket of paint and they'll dip a brush in, and then they take the brush and they wipe it off.
Yeah, handyman.
So you put the brush.
Oh, go ahead.
You put the brush in the paint. You pull it out. You wipe the brush off on the edge of the gallon of paint. And then you paint, then you dip it again and you wipe it off and you do it. And that's really not the way to do it. The best way to do that is you take an empty pot, which is another bucket of paint, or an empty pot, which you can obtain at like a Sherwin-Williams or wherever it is. And they sell pots. They sell buckets, what you call them, a paint pot, basically. It's a pot. And you dump, say, a quarter amount of that paint after you mixed it. You dump a quarter amount of that paint into the bucket. And then you take your brush and you dip it in it. And what I call that is you moisturize the brush, you know. And then after you do that, you pull the brush out. And before you pull it out, you just dump it in and slap it on the sides of the pot inside.
To get the extra moisture out.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're taking the excess drip off is what you're doing. And you're basically pounding the paint into the brush. And then you take the brush and you put it up and you paint. And you actually can take paint and put it on a wall and leave it like for there for a second. Say, for instance, you are going to cut in a piece of trim between a wall and a piece of trim. You take that brush and you'll put it in the paint and you bring it up to the wall and you kind of just slap it on the wall, I call it, just kind of brush it on the wall. And then you have reserve up there. Then you just cut it along your edge and then reach down and take that paint like Bob Ross. And you just like take your brush and you rub
make
back
little
and forth
X's,
on.
Right? Little X's, right? Yeah.
Well, you brush that extra paint that you put on there and then you just keep brushing until you get it cut in nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you're adding to the palette on if the wall was the palette, right? You just get the paint on there and then you spread the paint about.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, little things like that, people just don't. I swear to God, I guarantee you there's somebody out there who's like, I don't know how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's real easy. And the best way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is to put peanut butter on both sides of the bread, put the jelly in the middle, and you won't have soggy bread by lunchtime.
Ah, good hint for the long haul.
I
have a little secret just on the spreading part, which is if you're going to eat it right away, I suppose, jelly first, because you can wipe the knife clean of the jelly before you go into the peanut butter.
Right.
Because vice versa, you have to lick the knife, really, if you want to get all the peanut butter off before you're going into the jelly.
Mm-hmm.
So you want the jelly before you peanut butter.
Ah, yes. I've seen people take peanut butter and jelly and put them in a bowl and mix them together and put it on the peanut butter or on the bread.
Okay, all right. I mean, you remember the squeeze bottle? There was like peanut butter on one side and jelly on the other
side? Yeah, mm-hmm, yep. Which that peanut butter's nasty anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, not good. Not good. And then they had the swirl, too. Like, Jiffy had a swirl that was like peanut butter and jelly and the swirl in the bottle.
That's right.
The actual container. Because people are lazy, Polly. People are lazy. Yeah. They don't want to take the time to open two jars, okay?
Mm-mm. Well, they got squeezable peanut butter now, so.
Fuck. I don't have squeeze. I am for the squeezable sour cream, though.
Yes.
Specifically because sour cream goes bad so quickly, or it ends up with that like watery top, you know, and then kind of molds at the top too a little, you know.
Right.
But when it's in that squeeze bottle, it comes out of the, you know, the plastic that is inside, so there's no air left, so it lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what I think that is? I think that's when you get drool on your peanut or your spoon, and then you put it back in the sour cream, and I think that's what that is. I think that's digesting it. I think that's what that water is on the top. I don't know though.
The culture.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the culture.
The theories of life.
The culture on top of the sour cream.
Yeah.
What is that?
Just mix it in.
You can mix it in, or you can pour it off. Like it's like peanut butter too. You let peanut butter sit long enough. A good peanut butter, real peanut butter. Then it becomes oil and just like
right
up, right. Kids today I don't think they've ever seen that.
No, I don't think so.
Like, I think the peanut butter is bad. It's all oily.
It's all oily. I don't want it. Oh, God.
No, you got to mix it together. No, that's gross. I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah, make me a peanut butter sandwich. I'm going to play on my phone.
I want real peanut butter.
My nuts must be natural.
The kind that doesn't turn to oil, I don't say.
Yeah. Even though they don't realize that peanut butter's got natural oil in it, right? Hence the word peanut oil.
Versus the actual, it says peanut spread. It doesn't even say peanut butter, it just says peanut spread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because you can buy chunky peanut spread. So it's like, okay, so these are peanuts, but what's it in?
Exactly.
Because
oil. Peanut flavored oil.
Maybe it's the additive. Maybe it's whatever they add to the peanut butter to keep it from breaking apart. And now it's a spread.
Eartha beet, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a peanut butter guy. I mean, I love peanut butter.
So you never guess what I'm doing right now. I'm sitting in my den, and I got a den because I got a big house. My wife gave me this room. She said, you can have this room, and it's my den. So I'm sitting here smoking my grandfather's pipe, which is about 75 years old.
Oh.
I got me a big can of Captain Black pipe tobacco, and I sit here with my legs up on my desk and I smoke my pipe. Isn't that relaxing?
That is badass. You should send me a picture of that.
Pretty comfortable, man. Pretty comfortable.
I will post that right here if you send me a picture.
Well, you think about it. People like us, we get older. As we get older, of course, I don't know how old you are really, but when you get older, you start coming up with a routine. You know, you get up in the morning and you get your coffee and then you take your dump and you do your little thing, you know. And, you know, your left leg goes in the pants first, or your left sock or your right sock goes on first, you know.
My left always goes on first, and then I have to get Jordan to put my right one on.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. That's real.
There you go.
Because I can't reach my right foot still.
Mm.
Because I got the hip replacement on the left side, but I still need the right side. So finally, yeah. I can, like, they even asked me. I did, like, an interview on like, the news. They came to, like, because it was with Operation Walk recipient. So it's like a, you know, a charity thing. And so they came to interview us. And they're like, what is the one thing you're looking forward to after surgery and being able to do? And I was like, putting on my socks.
Yeah, and there you go. And you're like, what?
Like, what? I'm like, no, seriously. Like, it is the most annoying thing to not, like, I will not take a shower just because I have to change my socks.
I have to do it.
Because
it was kind of suck.
Oh yeah, it was the worst. And generally, your feet smell. Well, I need you to change.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't reach it. Okay.
The routines of life, isn't it amazing?
Also,
yeah, I'm glad you're able to get your furnace and everything taken care of. That's good, man. You probably saved a lot more money than you really know. I mean, first of all, you just went with the same thing and the gas is good, but then you didn't have to change out your panel box, which it can be done, but you know, ideally there's a lot of splicing and stuff if you don't have enough wires and stuff in there. So you know, you gotta do that. You gotta pick a bigger panel box in, and then you gotta put a bigger wire in.
Oh, I just figured if I was upgrading, I might as well upgrade everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all a little shoddy.
It is amazing. I go to jobs sometimes, and people, they can't wait for me. They don't come out. And I'm not saying I'm like the master of all that stuff. Really, it's not it. What it is when I do work on my own house, when I do work for other people, I do it as if I was doing it for myself. You know, do I want this deck to lean? Do I want this deck to fall off in 5 years? No, I don't. I want it to last my life because I don't want to do it again. You know what I mean? So when you do something for somebody, you really got to think about, if I was doing it for myself, is this how I want it to be? And
I do that at Subway.
Yeah.
Is that how I would make that sandwich? I think I think I would have it a little more evened out. Maybe the ham shouldn't be doubled up right there.
Right, exactly. Nice and even. Nice and consistent.
I want every bite to be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think about that when I'm making a sandwich.
There you go.
If I worked at Subway, would I care? Would I be like, fuck you, cuz I slap the meat on? Or would I make it like I make it for myself? Like, so every bite is literally pretty much exactly the same proportion.
There you go. There you go. It's funny.
I don't know if I would, because I don't like people that much. But
yeah.
If I liked them, I probably would be like, all right.
Is that what it is?
I think so. Like, if you're a friend, that'd be my, really instead of spitting in your sandwich, I'm like, you could double turkey on one side and hardly any on the other.
There you go. Throw a little jalapeno in there. Just don't tell them about it.
Oops. Right? I thought it was a green pepper. My bad.
That's right. Funny. My bad. Just bring it back.
It was green, man. Yeah. Easy mistake, bud.
My bad. Bring it back. I'll change it for you.
You're going to be all right.
Man, that's funny. So what else you got going on today?
Oh, I was location scouting earlier, trying to find some stuff for these people.
So yeah.
I drove out to Tybee and back from Tybee. And I hate Tybee.
I cannot wait till your second episode comes out, man.
Yeah, you're going to be on. You're episode 6.
Mm-hmm. Your next season, I mean, not an episode.
I knew what you meant. He meant next season.
Yeah. Oh, somebody knows what I mean. Sometimes I don't know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. I watched the first season already. It's been great, man. I'm just like waiting. I'm like, come on.
Season 2 is so much better. I mean, not the season 1 was. I mean, technically, it's better. Content-wise, season 1 is still quality.
Mm-hmm.
But we just upped our game a little.
Well, after watching what you have done on the one episode, episode that you did for the one I was involved in, that, you know, I didn't realize how much how much goes into it. There's so many bits and pieces that, and then you got to kind of put it all together to make something out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you think puzzle. You just film it a whole thing and then that's it. You're done. But it's nah. not that way it works.
Nah, you should see a feature film being made. It's nuts. It don't even make sense. It doesn't. It's all on paper. Movies are really made on paper.
Yeah.
Before you even walk onto set, like everything is organized to the T, to like, because you can't waste time. Like that shit is expensive. Unions are not cheap.
Yeah. So I still want to be a movie star sometime. I think I like comedian. Comedian stuff is fun, you know.
You should go do some stand up, Polly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not Jewish. Don't you have to be Jewish to be stand up? That's what I always heard. You got to be Jewish.
No, you can just pretend to be.
Is that what it is? Okay. Wow. Shalom, everybody.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you're allowed to join. So like,
there's no prejudice against that.
No, you can. There's a word for it. What is the word? You can not assimilate, but basically, that word. Yeah, someone. I'm Google that.
Yeah, and you know me, I'm man of many voices, right?
Yeah, Paulie can do lots of voices.
I love it. Love it.
A voice
I liked how did you? You didn't get to record this, the sum up of the whole meal, though, did you?
When?
You remember when you did the restaurant with the whole Paulie? What do you think? And I did the summed up the whole thing based on the information that I obtained according to the food that was presented. You remember that part? It was at the end.
I just edited it. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I don't think you got that on there. I don't think it was on there because I was off the side.
Okay, then probably not. No, everything in the car I got though.
Yeah, it was so funny. Then we had the fire alarms going off. That was kind of cool.
I got that on tape. I saw that. Man,
everybody's freaking out.
The look on Pepe's face is just pure hatred. Pure anger and hatred. Like, how dare you interrupt this thing? Because he was all smiling. We're about to, like, cheers or something like that. And, like, the fire alarm. No, he was about to tell a joke. That's why he was so pissed. He was like, you ever heard the one about the something? And I'm like, huh? And he's like, okay, so blah, blah, blah. Nah, nah, nah.
He looks at me. I said, I'll take care of it. I got you. I'll take care of it, huh? And I know what to do.
When we came back, he never finished the joke either, so
everybody was in the back freaking out. What's going on? Oh my God. Forget it. Hey, there ain't no fire. Forget about it. You know? Right. Forget about it. That was a good time. We had a good day, though. I'm telling you, I really enjoyed it.
That was a fun time. You do a good Aussie, too. I was gonna see if you wanted to improv something. I haven't figured out what to improv.
You'll figure it out.
First, we need a place. So, Grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Grandma's house.
Yeah.
And then, we need, characters, I guess. So you're, I'll pick for you. You pick for me. How about that?
There you go. All
right. Yeah, so you're what do I want you to be? You're an Australian jewelry salesman.
Oh my God, you got to get this necklace. It is so beautiful.
No, that's Indian.
It sparkles. It is so sparkly. All of it would be very
Australian. Pleased. No, you gotta throw the diamonds on the Barbie here.
You want to do Australian?
You're an Australian. Stay with me. You're an Australian jewelry dealer.
Okay.
That's your character. Now you give me a character.
All right, you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I got it. All right. So the gold was digging from way down in the ground, and we were able to.
Well, hold on. Now you haven't gave me a character yet.
Oh, you need a character? Okay.
Yeah, I
need
a character.
I don't know what you do, man? I don't know all your characters.
I don't have any. Not even the character. You can just give me a profession, right? So you're
okay. We'll
you're an Australian. You're an Australian jewelry salesman.
Okay, and you can be the rich man that walked in the door that wants to buy lots of stuff.
All right, I'll be a Texan. Let me see if I can do Texan.
There you go. All right, a Texan.
I will be a Texan, a Texas, At Texas, oh, what do I want?
The,
to, I don't
the know oil, the oil guy.
Do I want to be oil? Guy. I don't think. I would see. I want to think. I want something a little weirder. Like what? Would the, what would a Texan not sell? Like,
oh, okay.
Or like not do? Like I'm like.
You that know. Would be the What do you call those animals?
No, fuck on. It. Fuck it. I got it. I'm a Texas. I'm a Texas peanut acurer. I cure peanuts for the sale across the great state of Texas.
I thought you were an ostrich wrangler.
Or an ostrich. A Texan ostrich wrangler. You know, I decided them cows. The cows was
you got good. Herds of ostriches.
I got, you know, the cows were just too much methane, you know, so
yeah.
I switched over to ostrich. It's actually going well. San Francisco is one of my largest.
There you go. There you go, mate. And got it, mate.
All right. All right, so a Texas fucking ostrich farmer.
Selling it to an Australian.
And an jeweler. Australian jeweler walking to a bar.
Yeah. He'll be like, hello, mate. You like to buy a watch? It's got diamonds all over it.
Well, sir, I got to tell you, I'm not really into watches. I'm kind of into ostriches.
You're not into it. All right, mate, how about this piece of gold? I got it. We're going to take it and turn it into a nice, bright, shiny ring. Would you like that?
I mean, that is a fine piece of gold you got. God damn it, I'm going to start talking Australian. Now, sir, I mean, I do love me some gold, but I understand that you guys are really into shrimp.
All right, mate. I got a real good view for you right here. All right, so... You got ostriches. Do they need dentures? Because if they do, I can make a set of dentures out of gold.
Well, holy shit. I never thought of putting dentures on my ostriches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they do piss me off and I knock their teeth out, so.
That way, when you can count them when they smile. Oh, there's a shiny tooth right there. There's a shiny tooth right there.
Mm. Question, though. Since you're from the great state of Australia, or country of Australia there down under, You ever think of switching from shrimp to maybe throwing some ostrich on a Barbie?
Ostrich on the Barbie?
Yeah, a little ostrich on the Barbie. I'm thinking it's the next big thing.
If I'm born and bred in Australia, it don't matter what it is. I like to eat it. It don't matter what it is. You're throwing on the Barbie anyway. Think about it, right?
Fantastic.
I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere and you got something to eat. You just find it and you eat it, right?
Well, I've never actually been to Australia, but it's kind of what happened when I was drunk and left in the fucking desert of Texas.
There you go, right?
By the way, I divorced that bitch. And
oh my God.
She actually left me after she left me in the desert of Texas. But because
you didn't give enough ostriches.
But no, that's actually how I discovered. I was just wondering, and I stumbled upon an ostrich, weirdly, that had escaped from a circus. And I was like, and I killed it and ate it. And I was like, this is delicious. I started an ostrich farm.
Yeah. like an ostrich.
That's how it happened.
On the Barbie, yeah. Hey?
Uh-huh. You think you've had a turkey leg? Have you tried an ostrich leg?
Could you imagine how big they were? Oh, my God.
Amazing.
It probably tastes like chicken, though, right?
Dinner for six. And, yes, tastes like chicken.
Tastes like chicken. Anyway, the way I look at it is put a little bit of spaghetti sauce on it and you're good to go.
Yeah, a little butter. Just butter.
A little butter?
Yeah, just dip it in butter.
Smoke it.
Smoke it and dip it in the butter.
Mm-hmm. I tried smoking shrooms one time, but I couldn't keep the pizza lit. I know, right? That's Larry the Cable Guy stuff. I just took it from him. I'm sorry.
Why is the pizza round if the box is square, man?
I know, right? No, ain't no sense.
Well, it's hard to fold a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Domino's is close though. They got that weird little hexagon-y thing going.
Yeah, but they use all that corn stuff. I don't think it might be. I don't understand that.
Hmm?
Cornmeal. They throw cornmeal down, then they throw their dough on top of it. They mash it around. You know.
Yeah, they do that.
That's a southern thing. They mash. Mash is a southern term.
Like a still mash. Like.
Yeah, you take it, and you mash it down. You mash it down flat, and then you cook it.
And then you poke it?
You cook it, mash it.
Mash it and cook it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've mashed some things up north. Mashed
up north.
Potato.
I love it because I'm so diverse because I'm from Pennsylvania. Then I moved to the south and then I'm talking about, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's a bicycle. I'm like, oh, you mean a pedal bike? You know what I mean?
No, it's
or is it a crick or a creek? I call it a crick, you know?
It's a crick.
It's a crick. It's a or, crick. A radiator.
I don't think they have creeks down here. They're like streams.
Yeah, that's silly.
There's no cricks.
There's no cricks.
You'd think so, but I think it's more West Virginia, right?
That is true. I think the faster it flows, it becomes a crick instead of a creek. You know what I mean?
We have inlets and swamps, right? So we have like all these little like streams, right? Because they're not really creeks. Cricks are like those like small running, like you can step over them or jump over them, you know? Mm-hmm.
And drink water out of them.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's, would I get in a mosquito infection?
Yeah, it's generally clear water.
Yeah, you get bit in the nose by a crawfish.
That's not down here. This is you don't have that down here.
Mm-mm. Somebody's sewage is running in it, I'm sure.
Yeah, all the water comes from below and up, right? As opposed to like in the north, it trickles down from above,
right?
From snow and runoff and
filters
through the mountains and
filters through the limestone.
Here it's got filters. It's got to run in and filter through the sand and the soil before you can drill a well to pull up what used to be potentially ocean water.
Yeah. Right. That is true. Yeah, that's true. It filters through the limestone.
Through the limestone.
Rather than filtering through the sandstone.
No, no. All the sediment, just through the sediment.
Sedimentation.
Yeah, I miss that. We had, when I was a kid, we lived on a farm. Oh, well, it wasn't a farm anymore, but it had been a farm at one time. And we had spring water, and that literally was piped from the spring back up in the hills and came all the way down to our house, and that's what we drank.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Straight out the tap, spring water.
That's right. We had the same thing, man. We had a spring house, and the spring come out the side of the hill, and they'd put it into a bathtub, and then the cows would drink out of it. I mean, it was the way to go.
It was good water, man. People used to drive past our house up to the sprint to like fill up, you know, their gallons, jugs.
Yeah. And they didn't even have to get, what do you call them? Heartworm shots, right?
Do people need heartworm shots?
Cows do, I'm sure. Mm. Cows and all that stuff in the South is all heartworm related.
I mean, I drank out of a spring, out of a, like just a running spring in the mountains not that long ago.
Yeah. What do they call that? Fountain of youth?
Yeah, you got it. The key is just always being higher than farms, right? Like
Yes.
So as long as you're above agriculture, you're gonna have less chemicals in your water.
That's true, and they're keeping from getting mosquito poop.
And mosquito poop, because it doesn't just sit; it's flowing through the ground.
Fermentation. Down here, we call that white lightning fermentation.
So,
white lightning.
If you if you really need it, you just go to the Murky's mosquito pond.
Yeah, I watched Naked and Afraid, man. I really get into that. I got into that show a lot when it first came out. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it when it first
came out. I was so proactive, I would just get naked and just sit there and watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm like totally all in, man. I'm all in. My wife looked at me and says, "What the hell are you doing?" I was like, "I'm getting into the movie. Shut up."
Except you're sitting there eating Doritos and drinking soda.
Eating soda. Or what do we call it up north? We're drinking pop.
Pop. Soda pop.
Pop. Yeah, pop.
Let me get a soda pop.
Soda pop. I'm getting ready to pack my pipe and get ready to put some more Captain Black in there.
Captain Black.
Captain Black. I didn't know you can't buy this stuff anymore. You used to be able to go to gas stations everywhere. What are you doing?
Sneezed.
Pollen getting to you or what?
I don't know. It's sneezing.
Pollen. Yes, so. You've been pollinated. Oh, man.
I've been here a while.
It's been a good day.
Not too shabby.
Mm-mm. Nice, beautiful out. Tomorrow will be 35 below zero.
Shut the what?
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all. So like,
I know, right?
I mean, we just had the two coldest days of the year. So.
It was terrible.
Hopefully the two coldest. It snows in July.
I had to wear blue jeans. You believe that?
Travesty.
I just can't wait to your show starts taking off, man. It's just gonna be like episode and then season 10, you know. It's gonna be so awesome.
All right. I think we're gonna go to Texas or Baltimore.
Yeah.
For season 3. I'm thinking Texas. I got some people in Austin and some people in Dallas. So I hit up 3 places in Austin, 3 places in Dallas.
Cool. Are you gonna take me with you?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, man, that'd be fun. I can kind of be behind. I want to be the guy that clicks the sign that says, take 1, take 2, take 3.
Only if you do it in a different accent every time.
Whatever. Whatever. Hey, we're going to take 1, and this is going to be the final one. Capiche?
Clark.
One time, no more. I'm not going to give you a second chance.
Oh, man. Unless you're going to do this whole meal over again. I pretty much just roll through it.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty amazing, though. That's pretty awesome, man. That's an awesome show. I think you need to put in some haunted stuff, like the chef that owns a restaurant that cooks his own, but yet his restaurant is haunted at the same time.
I'm doing that.
Are you?
Yeah, it's called Dining with the Dead.
Dining with the Dead. That is awesome, man.
Yeah. P.S. Do you know any haunted restaurants? Because I'm looking for them.
No, I don't know any. No, I don't. But if I did, man, I would tell you for sure.
Touche. Well, if you find any, let me know. Because, no, for real, Dining with the Dead, we're going to go to haunted restaurants and have them make a meal that could have potentially been the last meal that the ghost would have had.
Hello, that's going to be awesome.
And then my buddy Josh is going to do some ghost hunting while I'm in the kitchen with the chef. And then we're going to sit down in the haunted area and taunt the ghost with the meal.
You need to find the restaurant that Al Capone ate at. The day before he disappeared.
Al Capone didn't disappear.
No? Where's he at?
Huh? He died in jail.
Okay.
You mean so Hoffa. You mean Hoffa.
Thanks, man. See, that's what I do. You do what you do, right? I'm not a historian.
Hoffa probably got incinerated.
Yeah. Maybe.
There's a good Hoffa related show out on Netflix I watched not too long ago that actually has Jimmy in it. Not the real Jimmy. Really? Obviously not the real Jimmy Hoffa because they still can't.
Not the real Jimmy. They brought him back just for that.
Yeah. But they allude to where what could have really happened to Hoffa.
Yeah.
Yeah, his body gone.
Cool.
Probably eat my pigs.
So what do you think about me making up my own graveyard on my property? Do you think that'd be kind of cool?
Who you burying?
We're talking about dead stuff, right?
Huh? Yeah, who you burying?
Well, I got my dad's ashes, and he got a little tombstone, and they bored a hole in the middle, and then he put his ashes in. And I was thinking, you know, why not just dig a hole with a post hole digger and put his ashes in there and then put the tombstone in there? And then I got my own graveyard start, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything illegal about burying the ashes in your yard.
Mm-mm. I don't think so either. From what I understand is when you sell your property, which I'm not...
You're going to need to take it, yeah.
Yeah, you either take it or they sign an agreement to accept it to leave it there. Right. I think it's kind of cool.
But I mean, if you just buried an urn, you might as well move it.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat though.
Yeah, I want to be buried in a tree. You know, they got the new tree pod thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want a tree pod, which is a great idea. Like a forest instead of, you know, you waste all this land for a cemetery, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I don't know how cemeteries stay in business. These people are dead. They're not paying
you.
Like, who the fuck is paying you? Like, their families probably aren't around, don't even know where they are, like, don't care either. Like, they've been dead for 100 years. How are you keep making money on this site? Like, eventually you just have to move them and, like, start over. Like, I bet that happens.
I think really what it is, after really with a graveyard, is kind of probably tax exempt, I'm sure. I don't know. But, I mean, all you really got to do is mow the grass, right?
I was thinking there has to be some sort of government subsidy.
I mean, you mow the grass. That's all you really do. You mow around the stones. Everybody else comes out and takes care of it. If they don't take care of it, the heck with it. You just let it fall over. I mean, you know.
Right. But, like, that's really? A lot of... You only have so much land. So, once the cemetery is full, how... In, like, 100 years, when these people's families don't even know anymore, like, how is this place going to stay in business? It's a business. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's true.
But on the other hand, being in a pod, right, in a tree, and then they put like a little plaque on the tree, right? Mm-hmm. And so you just go walk through a forest. So you just, you know, you just reclaim like a, you know, a shitty part of an area that isn't good for anything other than you know, being a nice walking trail.
Right.
And then
it's a good idea.
Cemetery is a walking trail.
That's a good idea. Or you could dump you in a septic tank, and then when they pump it out, they just, you know, run it out there and spread it in the field, and you can, like, grow plants all over the place with it.
I mean, obviously, I think you'd just be thrown in the ground and forgot about. Like, no embalming, true. No nothing. Forensics doesn't like that very much, but...
You know, that's just over. Yeah, I understand that.
But otherwise, I guess cremate me if you can't just let the worms eat me.
Yeah. But. Or you could just, or we could just feed you to the pigs.
I mean, what? That's even better. Like, well, as long as I go to use, I'd rather go to use than just be ashes. Is my point. Like, you know, that's all I'm saying.
This ham reminds me of someone. I can't put my finger on it, but it reminds me of someone.
This little piggy tastes like Ray Ray.
Does this bacon taste a little fishy to you?
It tastes a little Susan to you?
Yes, Susan to you. A little bitter. Must be a wild one.
On that note, guess what? That was 45 minutes. It just flew by.
We're all done already.
Yeah.
So much fun, brother. I'll tell you what. It's been a good time.
Well, thanks for fucking hanging out, man.
Oh, man. It's my pleasure. I haven't talked to you in forever.
That's good times.
Thanks for calling me.
Yeah, thanks for answering.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm with you, brother.
So, one more time. You got to follow Pauly at what's your TikTok handle?
You know, I really don't even know, to tell you the truth.
God, if I have to look it up, I say it in the show.
It's something Gates 46 or something. Gates 46 something. I got a little Australian on there. A little bit of somebody.
That's cute. You should do just like, you know, home tips for dummies or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a thing called "Get to the Point."
Yeah, get to the point. Fucking
get to the point.
Your journeyman tips.
If you don't turn the receptacle tips. Off, you could shock yourself.
Tips from the journeyman.
Yeah, that's right. Tips.
Tips from the journeyman. Hell yeah, journeyman. All right. Yeah, if y'all need a handyman, y'all call Gates.
Gates Enterprise Construction Company.
There LLC. You go. There you go. Get this journeyman.
One man. I'm just one man. The guy that you talk to does your work. That's it. That's right. Nobody else.
The number one journeyman. Ladies and gentlemen, Pauly.
Yeah, man.
Hey, don't forget to go watch season one of Beyond the Check now streaming on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. Tubi TV, it's free. And season two of Beyond the Check will be out this summer. And cheers, Pauly. Rock and roll.
Yeah, but. All Take right. care.
Later, man.
Later.
Peace.